Morning, it's April 12, the day in 1954 when Bill Haley and the Comets recorded the song that would change music forever. Russian astronaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space on this day in 1961.
When he landed, he said that Earth was a wonderful place, and everyone who lives on this planet must unite.
And 20 years on to the day, Columbia, the first space shuttle, was launched from Cape Canaveral.
Fly like an eagle.
April 12 birthdays, rugby league immortal and St George great Johnny Chukwraparee is 79.
I had to play in New South Wales and then on to Australia. They were all incentives to me to play a lot better football than what I was used to playing.
Steppenwolf lead singer John Kay is 74 today. We were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die. Actor Ed O'Neill is 72. He was Al in Married with Children. Then there were some movies. But these days, he's Jay Pritchett on Modern Family.
How much for the ashtray?
I don't know. What's the tag say?
50 cents. There's a chip in it.
Well, that's why it's lying on a blanket on my lawn next to some old corn on the cob handles.
U.S. talk show host David Letterman is 71.
My thanks to the studio audience for putting up with this tonight. I think we've learned a little something about human nature, haven't we?
An Australian comedian and actress, Magda Zubanski, is 57, an Aussie favourite from her roles in movies like Babe to Kath and Kim and those early days on Fast Forward.
Well, today we've got a new product for men, Janelle. They are the ones who aren't women, Janelle.
Finally today, remembering teen idol David Cassidy, who was born on April 12 in 1950. The star of the Partridge Family had hits through the 70s and made a comeback in the 80s, but died earlier this year at the age of 67. There's some of the things we're remembering on April 12.